This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So, Jasmine, a former student of ours, is now working professionally, posed an ethics question to us, something this reporter faced out in the field. Do you want to describe this a little bit?
Right. This former student text messaged me. This person is now working at a station out somewhere. We don't want to be too specific about it. But this person was faced with a situation. Their boss had asked them to look into someone's mailbox to get some information about who lived there. Now, an incident happened at this home, and they were asked to get information about making sure it was confirmation of who the person was that lived in that home. Now, they sent me a text message asking me, is this legal? Is this something I should even do? And I told this person, this makes me very uncomfortable. In your shoes, I don't think I would do it. Mm-hmm. And I also posed this question later to a classroom full mm-hmm. of my students. And most of them raised their hand. They said they would do it because their boss asked them to do it, but they would be very uncomfortable doing it.
There are so many things that could go wrong with that. Even looking in the mailbox and looking at a piece of mail to see whose name is on it, perhaps it was sent to a previous owner of the place, perhaps the mail was dropped in the wrong mailbox. There are so many things that could go wrong in terms of identifying who lived in that house at that particular time. That's why journalists verify information. They double check with the authorities. They get the information from a reliable source. This is just headed down a wrong road, and I'm really disappointed that someone in the newsroom would tell a young journalist to do something like that when, again, it's fraught with so many possible problems.
Oh, I would agree. I think part of the problem here is, as journalists, we have to hold ourselves to a certain standard. If we want people to believe us and we want credibility, then we have to be credible and act in a responsible way. And that means, you know, following a certain code of ethics. And so I do think that, you know, this person, you know, faced one of those dilemmas, those ethical dilemmas that journalists sometimes do encounter. And, you know, it is an area you can go one way, like your class, or
right.
You can go in another direction. In my career, back when I was a newspaper reporter, I had it wasn't the same situation, but something where an editor basically made me feel that I had failed the newspaper because I did not misrepresent myself to get a story. I don't want to get into all the details, but basically I was supposed to lie to get in to interview someone about who I was, not identify myself as a journalist. I had actually convinced myself at that time, I was young, editor said, yeah, just go tell them you're a friend of this person. I was going to do it. I got all the way up to it was a hospital. I got all the way to the desk in front of the nurse, and the first thing I blurted out was, I'm a reporter. I couldn't do it. So I do understand the dilemma that this person, you know, faced. But I feel pretty strongly, having failed that test and made feel like, you know, terrible afterwards by that editor when I came back and I didn't get the story. I do feel strongly that, you know, the public has to believe you. And if you lie to get a story, how can they believe you?
In your case, didn't some other reporter then go
yeah.
to the hospital and lie and get the interview
yeah.
and was sort of held up as an example of doing the job the right way?
Right. That's the other half of the story is the next day, another reporter did go in, did misrepresent himself, did get an interview, came back, and he was held up being enterprising, that he had done, you know, such a wonderful job. And, of course, that made me feel even more terrible about, you know, and you know, your early 20s, you're starting out, and it's like, I have failed. I'm not doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, like you, I've relayed this scenario to classes, asked them, and I'd say it's 50-50, people who would say, oh, I would have lied. And, you know, that kind of scares me sometimes.
Yeah.
It's portrayed that way in popular culture,
right.
though, books, movies, TV shows,
oh, sure.
whatever. A lot of times a reporter or an investigator of some type will lie so that they can get towards the information they need.
And and that happens, you're right, in pop culture, particularly in TV shows and in movies, they're always, or sometimes they just flash their ID and pretend it's a police badge and they cross the yellow tape and they go right in and they start mucking around on crime scenes.
So anyone watching that just thinks, well, it's okay. That's accepted that there are no ethics in this business. So Jasmine, when so many people in your class raise their hands, so many students say, yeah, I'd do that. What do you tell them?
Well, I actually looked up the law from USPS and I went on their website, and it actually is a crime for anyone other than U.S., you know, post service personnel to either put mail in a mailbox or remove mail from mailboxes. So potentially they are committing a crime by doing that. And also, if they're going in and taking that mail out, even if, you know, let's say they don't get turned in for that, they don't get caught doing that, someone might be seeing them. And there might be people around going, what are they doing in that mailbox? You are representing that station. Someone's going through a mailbox. You start losing trust from your audience and the people in that community by looking through people's mail. I mean, I think it's terrible. It's a terrible situation to be put in as a young journalist because it really is leading you down the wrong path. And it's from someone who should be guiding you to the right way of doing things. I think it was a cheap and easy way of finding out who lived there. Now, there are other ways to find out who lives in a home or who owns a home.
Ask a neighbor.
Right. Ask a neighbor. Look up homeowner records online. I mean, there are plenty of things to do.
There's so many things available online today. You can practically find out almost anything about anybody. It's not like there aren't alternatives.
I still think I would verify with more than just a neighbor, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a neighbor should know. But I think you want two or three sources in a case like this where it's difficult to
should have said neighbors.
Well, that or even if you can, you talk to the police or whoever's on the scene.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to be wrong. And that's and you're right. It's a slippery slope. You know, so many things could go wrong.
What, Rich, what do you tell your class when you present that scenario to them?
Well, I just tell them.
Half of them raise their hand and say, yeah, I'd do that.
I don't try to judge them. Instead, I just say, well, this is what I did. I present the scenario. I ask them what they would do in that situation. And then I say, this is what I did. And I'm not saying that if you did something different, we're talking about ethics, which is not legal necessarily, although in the case of the mailbox, it's a legal issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's an ethical issue. And that ethics are personal. And so everyone has to decide what their own ethics are. And within an organization, there are usually a code. The Society of Professional Journalists has an ethical code. The broadcasters associations do. But how you implement that code is really – no one's going to police you. I mean, there's not some little devil angel on your shoulder that's telling you what to do. You personally have to decide that. So I just say in my case, this is a decision I made. And you all have to kind of find what works for you ultimately.
Yeah, and you really have to look at the scenario here. Is lying the best way or the only way to get the information? If it is, I mean, there have been news stories based upon someone misrepresenting themselves to get information, and sometimes the information, the ends justified the means kind of thing. But in this case, for the student, I did not think that the ends justified the means.
Sure.
All right. With that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.